Welcome, I'm Halcyon, this is Hug Nation. And today, I have to give a TMI warning. Too much information may be shared in this broadcast. It may cause you to judge me harshly, think less of me, or at least go, eeeeh. I was watching an interview with Sylvester Stallone this week, and he was talking about his role in this most recent film, Creed, where he was asked to play a sick version of himself, his character Rocky Balboa, and he did not want to do it, and he had all this fear around playing a feeble, weak individual. And he said in the interview, and as I looked at that and saw the fear, I knew that as an artist, I had to do it. So it is in that spirit, facing my fear, that I am going to share today's tale with you. During my trip in Colorado, I woke up in the middle of the night multiple times with uncontrollable itching. Now, I've had mosquito bites before. I have had dry patches on my skin. This was not that. My butt was itching. And there are very few phrases that I have dreaded looking up online more than anal itching. I guess burns with when I pee is up there, but so go to Google, type it in, and it was kind of what I feared. It looked like I had hemorrhoids. No! I was like embarrassed, ashamed. I've never had hemorrhoids before. Saying the word out loud makes me a little sick to my stomach. Few things can turn someone attractive into repelling than the phrase hemorrhoids. When I looked up my ailments on the internet, which it's always scary to look up ailments on the internet, once my horror of seeing my diagnosis kind of faded, I kept reading and realized actually it's a best case scenario. Because lower on the list of possible things that could be anal itching is pinworms. Yes, actual worms, little white worms that, according to WebMD, the most common symptom of pinworms is an itchy rectal area. Symptoms are worse at night when the female worms are most active and crawl out of the anus to deposit their eggs. There was one site, I clicked on that, you know, a few links to say, is it possible that that's what I have? And there was one site that had a little rhyme to help you because you don't want to spread those worms. It said, if you're gonna scratch your bum, please don't suck your thumb. Nothing like a little horrible possibility to make you feel better about your hemorrhoids. The next day, I kind of convinced my parents that I had a need to go to Walgreens without telling them why. I was too embarrassed to tell my parents, both in their 70s, both who I've sat with in hospital rooms as they dealt with all sorts of medical things, but still, I was too embarrassed to tell my own parents who have wiped shit off of me when I was a baby, too embarrassed to tell them that I had this embarrassing body function, this ailment that had to do with my bum. So we go to Walgreens and I ditch them, you know, like I'm like, and like cruise to the medicine area of the store. And I'm looking where I think it should be. I'm looking. And a guy who works there, the employee is like, can I help you find anything? It's like, I think I'm good. I'm looking. And a couple minutes later, he comes by. He's like, are you still good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Meanwhile, I know my parents are like, got to be wondering, where are you? Where is he? You know, why isn't he ready to check out? And so I'm like, so I go to the guy and I'm like, hey, yeah, I give up. I need to find Prep H. And he kind of looks at me and he smiles. He goes, I work in a drugstore. This is what I do. I'm like, right. So he shows me where it is. At this time, my parents are waiting for me, so I have to go up to the counter. And my mom had a few items, so I'm like, I'll get those for you because, you know, nothing like placing just Preparation H on the counter there. So I put like a bunch of things, like, oh yeah, I'll take this magazine and you know, this coin thing here, and yeah, I guess whatever this tube is, I don't know, whatever it is, I'll just take that. So I get home from the trip and I reluctantly shared with my girlfriend this ailment that I was dealing with. And she's like, oh, do you want me to have a look at it? And I was like, no, no. And then she made some joke about poop emojis or something like that. And I was like, knock it off, like super defensive. And she was like, look, remember when I had some female issues and I was all insecure and you said, hey, it's not your problem, it's our vagina. I was like, right, right, okay, all right, thanks. So I shared with her what was going on. I still haven't showed her or asked her to have a look, because, I mean, it's one thing to, like, pee with the door open. It's a whole nother level to spread him and say, what do you see? What do you see? So, as I am getting over my fears, as I am showing radical transparency over my rectal itching, I'm also trying to process why it is that that is so shameful. Why is it so important to feel like I'm the epitome of health and nothing goes wrong and, you know, I am not broken in any way? And I remember some conversations with my grandpa that really have helped me reshape the whole thing. There was one time after he had some procedure done at the hospital and we were hanging out and he was explaining what they did. And he said, well, see, they went in and they put a shunt in my penis. And I was like, and he looked at me, he's like, this is going to be your body someday. You got to know this stuff. I was like, right. And he just had this attitude so much like, oh no, this is me and I am broken. He had this like, oh, this spaceship that I'm riding in needs repairs because it's been cruising for so long, it's finally had some things breaking down, and lucky us, there's ways to fix it or keep it going in some way. Like, woohoo, modern science is amazing. But he did not have that attachment to the body. And maybe that's good for me to have some things break down, to break down my attachment to the physical body. My favorite story about my grandpa and that okayness, that separation from his physical self, was told to me by one of the nurses at his retirement village. She said that he had requested a raised toilet seat for his bathroom, which is not uncommon for elderly people. And she said, oh, Mr. Shikles, are you having trouble getting up and down off the toilet? Is your knees or back or legs hurting you? And he said, no, my testicles are dipping in the water. Matter of fact, that's the way the body works. I'm blessed to have this vessel. Yes, it is our temple. We need to treat it well. We need to feed it well. We need to do whatever we can to keep it healthy and functioning. But we also need to forgive it. We need to understand that it is limited. We understand that we are fragile beings that only last a blip of time in the cosmic spectrum. And we need to take these ailments as reminders of how precious everything is. I, in this moment, am grateful for my hemorrhoids. A reminder of what a blessing it is to be able to sit, to be able to experience, to be able to walk this walk, even if I can't always sit this sit. Whatever your body state is in, I hope that you too are able to enjoy and appreciate and be at peace with this vessel that you are walking in. I am so grateful to be able to share this journey with you. I love you.